The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Welcome to another program with Truths to Live By, a ministry of Harriman Baptist Tabernacle in Harriman, Tennessee. You're listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. I pray we would be a blessing to you today. With our Bibles open to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, we want to bring our second message and continue our thoughts concerning Paul's reproof of the open sin in the local church of God at Corinth. Find your place, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 9. We'll begin our reading there after a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, Lord, it is good to know that we know the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the shed blood. Thank you for the written word of God that assures our hearts before you. And we now have confidence in our Lord. Thank you for this very passage that is now before us. I ask you to open our understanding, illuminate the word of God, and help us to help your people. Draw sinners unto yourself, I pray. For Jesus' name's sake, amen and amen. With our Bibles open to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we want to begin in verse number 9. And here we learn there is now reproof because of a lack of devotion in the church. Chapter 5. There was a lack of discipline. The first 8 verses of chapter 6, there was a lack of discernment. But now, there is a lack of devotion. Verse number 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Now this passage opens with a warning against deception within the church, and it continues in verses 12 down through 20 with a warning against desecration within the church. But today we want to sound the warning against deception. In verses 9 and 10 we see the former conversation of the saint. And as we look back to what the Corinthian Christians used to be before the Lord found them and saved them and made new creatures out of them, we must exclaim that God can deliver those out of sin and its bondage who many times to you and I appear to have gone too far. God can deliver the sodomites of our present day and of our current generation if they would but turn to God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul's message still applies to today. There must be repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. In this very passage, we see the phrase, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. The phrase, nor effeminate. And these, along with the rest, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In the light of those two categories, the effeminate, the abusers of themselves with mankind, we declare by the word of God that he can and desires to save and rescue the transgender, the bisexual, the homosexual, the lesbian, the gay, as these people choose to call themselves. We do believe in that biblical phraseology, the sodomite, those that remind us of the cities in particular of Sodom and Gomorrah. And in the light of such unmentionable sins, which had infiltrated the congregation of the saints, fornication, not even that which was named among the Gentiles, Paul points these Corinthian Christians to the former conversation of their life as an unbeliever to remind them of the great change that occurred, of the great conversion when they became a Christian. Paul says, such were some of you. This phrase at once grips our hearts and brings joy streaming forth as we rejoice in the difference that the Lord Jesus and his cross makes in the life of the sinful individual. And then we look down in humility and in reverence. We lift up our heads, we lift up our eyes, we lift up our hands, and we praise and worship him who died for us. And with great glory, we proclaim that God is worthy. And in all of this, we have sweet communion with the Holy Spirit as he enables us to fellowship with our God. But now consider verse by verse the former conversation of the saints. A question is asked to remind them. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Paul asks this question to stir up the believers to the remembrance of this particular truth. He is, in effect, saying unto them, don't you know? Or have you forgot? Can't you see? And with this question, he is reproving them for their unrighteous behavior. And he is reminding them that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, he is not telling them that they will lose their salvation, nor that they must maintain a righteousness to maintain their salvation. But what he is declaring is that those whose way of life is unrighteousness show forth the fact that they do not possess salvation. And so a question is asked to remind them. But a caution is given to reprove them. Three words: be not deceived. This is a call to reality. Paul is warning the Corinthian Christians about the danger of deception. Many times people live their lives in a make-believe world, not based upon absolute truth. The Bible is plain, the Bible is pointed, revealing that God imputes righteousness to our account when He justifies us, but then He also works righteousness into our lives through the power and presence of the Holy Spirit as He applies the Word of God to our everyday lives day by day, and we are thus sanctified in the Lord Jesus Christ, and our practice more and more becomes identical with our position. Not that we will ever be sinless, but we ought to be sinning less and less and being more sanctified and our practice matching our position. And so we find Paul saying, "Be not deceived. Because of the ungodly behavior we dealt with back in chapter number 5, sin, great sin, gross sin, grievous sin, even fornication, immorality, infidelity within the ranks of the church. They were acting like unbelievers, and Paul warns them to make sure that they are not deceived, for the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Thus, the Apostle Paul is seeking to confirm those who are saved and challenge those who are straying into sin that they might examine themselves. I believe these saints in Corinth needed to be shaken, even shocked back into reality. A person should look at these things as they consider the matter of being deceived, the fact of our belief, the faith of our heart, the fruit of our conversion, the focus of our love, and the flow of one's life. A good illustration here is that Nile River that begins in the north from the Great Lakes of Central Africa, flowing to the shores of the Mediterranean Sea. But about the fifth or sixth cataract, they call it, the great river turns west, then it turns south, and down around the fourth and the third, it turns again and heads northwest. It changes direction yet another time and flows south, and then it flows east, then it turns north and heads straight for the delta. But which way does the river flow? It turns this way, it turns that way, but the constant overall flow is northward. The same thing is true of the genuine believer. What direction does his or her life flow? It flows toward God and holiness, not without twists and turns. Wrong direction here, a wrong desire there, a wrong deed here and there, but the flow, the direction overall, is toward holiness and toward Christ. We thank you for making this ministry a part of your day. And in closing, we want to point you to the words of our Lord in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. He answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And truly, it is written. God's word, every word, presents us with truths to live by. You've been listening to Brother Benjamin Cooley. Please send all correspondence to Truths to Live By, P.O. Box 575, Harriman, Tennessee 37748. Or you can email us at bmarkcooley@gmail.com. And finally, brethren, pray for us.